This is program number LW2232. Don't let your employees tell you how to run your business. That's what someone advised Pat Patterson when he became president of United Airlines. Hi, this is Larry West. It sounded like sound advice to everyone except Pat. Don't let your employees tell you how to run your business. Pat didn't agree with that advice. He ignored it and did just the opposite. Those who knew him said he spent a full one-third of his time talking with pilots, engineers, hostesses, mechanics, dispatchers, clerks, everyone in the company. He made it a point to talk with every single employee at least once a year, and he talked to them on a first-name basis. He was simply Pat to all those who knew him, and he would have been embarrassed to have been addressed as Mr. Those who knew him say the talks weren't phony friendly talks either. He was genuinely interested in what his employees had to say. He would ask them for their advice. What did they think would be the best for the company? And he listened. It's amazing what you can learn when you listen. Ancient Plutarch said, "Know how to listen, and you will profit even from those who talk badly." Pat Patterson listened, and many of the progressive steps taken at United in those days grew out of his listening to his employees. And Pat believed his employees deserved to know what other companies would call secrets. He believed that any employee was entitled to know how much money the company made, how much it had in the bank, who held the stock and how much any employee was paid, including executives, what the costs were, or just about anything else. He was open to them. When they asked him, he gave frank, open answers. And you know what the result was? It didn't start a ruckus. Jealousies were not the rule. The result was that the employees felt that United was their company. Someone said that every United man or woman felt that he was a public relations assistant, able and eager to answer questions the public or friends asked. One winter day, two United pilots came to Pat Patterson. His door was always open to any employee. And they said they wanted to discuss wages. Well, there was a recession going on, and Pat settled back and prepared himself for the worst. One of the pilots said, "Pat, we know the recession has hit the business, so we've taken it upon ourselves to sound out sentiment along the line, and everybody we've talked to is willing to take a voluntary 10% cut to help the company through." Pat was shocked. He was deeply touched. He told them so. He told them that cutting wages was the last thing he intended to do to reduce expenses. He said a 10% wage cut would save about $300,000 a year. Then he said, "You know, I bet we could save that much by simply eliminating waste." It was a good idea. So the two flyers went back and organized a drive against both big and little losses in human effort and materials. They passed the word along the airline that the boss had refused to cut wages. And they sent out a plea asking every employee to help make up the deficit by being more efficient in their work and in materials. And it worked. United weathered that recession without laying off a single employee or cutting wages. You know, Dean Rusk once said, "One of the best ways to persuade others is by listening to them." Pat Patterson, an open listener, had learned that secret of persuading others. No wonder he became a successful leader. You know, it's incredible how good a listener God is. Sure, he's an advice giver, the best. It's all found there in that book of books, the Bible. He doesn't scream it at you and force it on you when you don't want it. He just lays it there on the table beside you, wanting, begging you to take a look. But he does come saying he wants to hear from you. It's incredible how good a listener God is. He's open. He's frank. He's genuinely interested in what you have to say. So interested that he begs, "Pray without ceasing." God is a great listener. Maybe that's one more reason why that with God, there is always success. Got a challenge for you today. Be open with God. He's open with you. You want someone to listen to you? Try God. There's no better listener. Look up at the sky and just spend some time talking with the one who really cares. I'm Larry West with World Radio, and I care. Speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. I've written a pamphlet called God's Priority List. I wish you'd write me for it. Write me for it and care of this address. Church of Christ, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291.